Hi, welcome to the Jogcast. So it's Jack here, and I'm here with Lars Meinitzen. He's a PhD student at Imperial College London. Hi, Lars.
Hello.
Lars looks at Neptune's magnetosphere. Could you tell us a little bit more about what you've been doing in your first few years?
So basically, I am working on a global MHD simulation, which is aimed at simulating planetary magnetospheres. And recently we've been looking at the Neptune's magnetosphere, which is quite unique and highly variable over a daily basis. So it's really interesting, and we have some cool results, but you know, there's always more work to be done. So I've
recently believed that you've had a press release on this subject. Is there any way for our listeners to see more about your project and what results you've got?
Sure. Well, on the NAM website, under the press release section, there's an article on what we've been doing and a bit of a overview of Neptune's magnetosphere. And there's also, as of this moment, there's a video up on space.com about Neptune's badly behaved magnetic field.
And so could you kind of elaborate on what the magnetosphere is doing in Neptune that's different to what we'd expect with the Earth, for example?
In the Earth, the magnetic poles are roughly at the same place as the geographic poles, which means that, you know, on a as the Earth rotates, the poles don't actually move so much. Whereas in Neptune, there's almost a 45 degree angle between them. So on a daily rotation, you go from a straight up magnetic field to one that's parallel to the solar wind, which interacts with it, and that sort of creates a very variable system on a daily basis.
So is there any kind of aurora associated with this or that we can see?
Well, that's the thing. So there are obviously aurora on Earth. When Voyager 2 flew by, they didn't actually measure that many aurora. And I think that's mainly due to the fact that aurora are basically caused by open flux in the solar wind. And it's unsure whether Neptune, because of this huge rotation, can keep the flux open, and therefore causing an aurora like at Earth. Hopefully with our model, we can see whether there is enough open flux, which is created by a process called reconnection, in order to create aurora, and maybe explain why we don't see such aurora.
So just for the listeners, could you elaborate a bit on reconnection?
So reconnection is when you have two magnetic field lines, which are anti-parallel. And they essentially they're in a high energy state, and they reorder themselves such that they sort of detach and attach to the one next to it. So they become two sort of slingshot-esque magnetic fields, which end up slingshotting plasma out at high energies. And that's how, for example, the magnetic field in the solar wind can connect with the magnetic field of Neptune or the Earth by this reconnection, because you have a change in linkage between the magnetic fields.